Greetings, everyone. Welcome back here. Joe Soto here, your host with the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. And today's topic is clouts make economists look good. You see, financial news, financial talking heads, people that make a living off of making noise are on 24/7 through our applications on our phones, through our television, through notifications. And oftentimes it turns into like a vicious cycle. You probably heard the term, right? It went viral. Well, think about what goes viral, right? You never hear about, that one guy that did something really nice for someone, or, a cop that saved someone's life, going viral. You'll always hear like the negativity, in the news. And when it comes to financial media, it really is no different, except I think it's camouflaged as quality information or education, when indeed it is not. Oftentimes, disinformation can lead to us making poor decisions. And I think this is part of the core problem of today's topic, as we discuss how we make judgments as it relates to the markets, right? And this topic in particular is important right now, since we're in a volatile market. I think people also make rash decisions in very positive markets, right? They take their safe money and put it in aggressive money, or when things are going well, and when things are going poorly, they're more likely to exit out of their initial plan, sell things at a loss, only to go back into the market and buy back in at a time when things are positive again. You know, I've seen so many different things on social media. Social media is just social media has just added to this amount of noise. You know, like I'm hearing coaches, people that are in the business of like motivation, and people are in the business of helping other people with their business. I've seen so many people like talking about, oh, I recommend this, or I recommend this new fad, or this new stock, or this particular investment. Like, wait a minute, man. I thought you were talking about, motivation. I thought you were talking about giving people business advice. Like, what does this have to do with that? So it's like a lot of times folks develop a credibility for one thing, and then somewhere along the lines, they turn into like financial gurus, which only adds to additional noise in the marketplace. And a lot of times these people do not even know who you are. And that's the part that baffles me, right? To tell you, hey, you need to be doing this with your money, but they have no real idea of your financial situation. This is why in my particular show, I don't ever recommend specific investment products. I might give education about processes and systems, or you might even mention a product, but I never recommend it and say, man, you need to go buy this right now. Because the reality is that I don't know your situation. But at the same time, it's okay for these other financial pundits and talking heads to sit there and just give opinions nonstop. And a lot of times there's so much information, so much noise, that it overclouds any type of good education. And this leads to us making compulsive decisions. Decisions that we later regret, decisions that make us feel guilty or shameful about decisions that we made in the past about our money, even make you feel guilty and shameful when you might have actually done something good, but because you did it out of impulse, then you're kind of second guessing yourself, and you're wondering, is this the right thing for me? Is this going to help me protect and grow my money, or did I make a rash decision that was way too quick? And this is an important concept. Now, I think on the opposite side of this, as we evaluate the possibility, we have to make decisions under a serene state, a calm state. Okay, I want you to think about this, right? And we've all been guilty of this because we're all guilty of noise. We're not guilty of noise. We're victims of noise. I stand corrected. We're victims of noise because noise impacts everybody. And I made a podcast yesterday talking about how I had this revelation, how my job is actually to minimize the noise, to condense the noise, and then go back and give condensed information to my clients that is relevant to their specific situation. And when we make decisions that are in a serene and a calm state, this is this often leads to us feeling better about ourselves, and helps us feel good about the decisions that we made. We're able to tell our spouses about it. We are able to tell our parents, our kids, look, this is the decision that we made and this is why. So it's super important, right, to have a calm, level head when we make decisions. Now, I know this seems common sense. But it's not common practice. I promise you, it's not common practice. Like, these news channels would not exist. They would not exist. They don't exist for the purposes of you making decisions under a calm state. They exist for the purposes of you making decisions in a compulsive fashion, okay? Out of instinct, out of fear, out of being triggered. And this is why I really don't watch mainstream financial news. I learned many years ago that, I just kind of had this revelation one day. I'm like, why is it that the phone calls that I'm on with the economists that are, you know, within my firm at the time, or the internal folks, the folks that are advising institutional and endowment funds, why is it that their tone is completely different oftentimes than what I see on TV? And I couldn't really figure it out at the beginning, but then I realized, I'm like, well, it's just two different objectives, two different sets of principles that are being deployed, one in the mainstream media of what is given to consumers, and one on the institutional side of what is given to insiders that are in the business of advising clients or helping clients or informing institutional players. And I had this aha moment that I'm like, I'm watching mainstream media, and the mainstream media, really what it's going to do for me, it's just going to impact my judgment, because it's either going to make me really ecstatic about the current situation, or it's going to make me extremely fearful. You understand that those are the two modes that the media operates in. So I would tell you, I want you to consider this principle, this investment principle. Whenever you're going to make a significant decision about your money, it's always a wise idea to just sleep on it. Especially if you're encountering this decision for the first time, or maybe you're dealing with someone for the first time. You're not 100% sure. You've been given the facts, and you're being asked to make a decision. Well, my clients tell me that all the time. Even prospects say, "Joe, well, let me just think about it." And we're trained to get people to make a decision right away. And I've taken a lot of these training classes, like, no, you got to get people to say yes right away. You know, they got to say yes. And my experience has been that these don't make for very good long-term relationships. I think it sets a precedence of manipulation. I'm not saying that you shouldn't deliver with conviction something that you believe in that is truly going to help people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should deliver with conviction and highly encourage people to do things that are in their best interest. But I think if I put myself in the shoes of a consumer, which is the purpose of the Joe Soto Project, I would tell you, sleep on it. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're seriously looking for help, if you're seriously looking to invest, if you're seriously looking to get involved in the markets, and you're going to make a big decision, my recommendation would be to sleep on it. You'll feel better about yourself, and you won't have the guilt and shame that comes along with making like a super quick, fast decision that oftentimes, I speak specifically, when we have all this information coming at us sometimes, a lot of times we question, we ask ourselves like, oh, I should be doing this, or I shouldn't be doing that, or I should be questioning what I'm doing. And you got to understand that the media is controlled by a few players. So they control the narrative of whatever it is that they want to talk about in that moment, which impacts our judgments. So the way to combat this, and this is not going to solve all your problems, but I promise you it'll solve many. Okay. Research shows, right, that if you just pause and you sleep on it, your decision improves dramatically. Now, you got to be careful that you don't enter into procrastination. But I think for the most part, you know, people that want to make an informed decision are not hurt by sleeping on it. So I want to share with you what we can do in regards to this idea of, you know, noise in the markets and how it impacts our decisions. And I think the first thing we need to do is we have to put a mirror on ourselves. This is what I do, right? I think you need to recognize, right, that all of the judgments that we make, all of the judgments that we make are not identical. Like you need to recognize this pattern. The judgments that we make are not identical. Two, your mood impacts your judgment. And I think that this factor right here is like the elephant in the room. Because when you look at the rhetoric and the noise and the theme and the narrative, then what I ask myself is, how is this impacting the investor mindset, their moods? Is this going to put them in a really good mood or in a really bad mood? And, you know, fighting against the narrative of the industry it's impossible. But what you could do is you can prepare yourself and recognize that your mood is impacted by the narrative and that your judgments are impacted by your mood. And like I said on point number one, not all of your judgments are identical. Why are they not identical? Because it depends on your current state of mind in that moment. You know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, about new guys that want to get into the business or people, professionals that are in other industries that want to get into the business. Say, Joe, where do I learn financial stuff and become good at financial stuff? And I'm like, man, 60% of this work is psychological. You'll learn the 40% through traditional training. But if you don't understand the investor mindset, if you don't understand, and I'm not just talking about the one-on-one face-to-face contact, I'm talking about you need to understand the investor mindset from the people you're in front of. But you also, like for me, I have to understand the investor mindset as a whole. Okay? Because the mood impacts the market. The market impacts investors, which impacts the mood, which impacts their judgments. Does that make sense? And leads me to point number three, that we are not the same all the time. I am not the same all the time. And this is not part of my talking points here today, but I would tell you that one of the things that I've been doing now for probably 5 years or so is I probably practice it 90% of the time on a daily basis is to create a space for meditation. Man, it is so busy. Like days are so busy. There's so many things to do. And just when I even think about it now, right? 4 years practice in meditation is like, I start questioning myself. Should I take 15, 20 minutes to meditate? Well, I got so many things to do. I'm so busy, blah, blah. No, it's like 15, 20 minutes can make the difference between a rational decision and a compulsive decision, right? Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to preserve my state, my sanity, my serenity, so I can approach what's going on in a way that's impartial, in a way that where I'm not biased or I'm not being and my judgments are not impacted by what's currently going on in the market or whatever individual is that I'm talking to that's trying to promote a particular product or service. So here's my takeaway for today, guys. I want to share something with you that I learned from one of my my spiritual guides. He always tells me, right, Joe, before you're going to react, respond, or make a decision, right? He says, you need to pause, breathe, and proceed. Pause, breathe, and proceed. it's okay to sleep on it, guys. If you're feeling not 100%, you know, I don't know if you ever feel 100%, but you know, because you got to be very well aware of procrastination, because procrastination is on the opposite side. That's the noise. Noise creates procrastination or compulsive behavior. This is why this topic is so important, because if we don't really understand noise, if we don't really know how to tackle noise, we don't really know how to deploy it, we don't really know where it's coming from, what it does to us, what it does to our psyche, it could turn into two things, right? It can turn into a compulsive behavior, or it can turn into procrastination. So at the end of the day, you got to identify what it is that you're trying to do, okay? And before you do it, pause, breathe, and proceed. Why is that? You just want to make sure that your mood is not being impacted by whatever is in front of you in the moment. That's very important, and something that I deploy in my practice as much as possible, because I'm very well aware of it. So I'll leave you with this question today. Have you ever made a financial decision that you regretted later on? And how do you think these principles that we talked about here today, noise in the financial opinions in the markets, your mood, how do you think these things impact your judgments? How do you think your judgments, your mood, the opinions in the markets, the overall sentiment, the narrative, how do you think they impact your ability to make good financial decisions? All right, my friends, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Joe Soto here with the Joe Soto Project, the World Rebirth. I appreciate your time. Honor your commitment to continue to expand on your financial literacy and education. Until tomorrow, I'll see you on the next episode of the Joe Soto Project, the World Rebirth. Make it a great day.
This show is for educational purposes only. You should consult your own advisor and conduct your own due diligence to analyze your specific situation.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back here. Joe Soto here, your host with the Joe Soto Project, the Wealth Rebirth. And today's topic is clouds make economists look good. You see, financial news, financial talking heads, people that make a living off of making noise are on 24/7 through our applications on our phones, through our television, through notifications. And oftentimes it turns into like a vicious cycle. You probably heard the term, right? It went viral. Well, think about what goes viral, right? You never hear about, you know, that one guy that did something really nice for someone, or, you know, a cop that saved someone's life going viral. You know, you'll always hear like the negativity in the news. And when it comes to financial media, it really is no different, except I think it's camouflaged as quality information or education, when indeed it is not. Oftentimes, you know, disinformation can lead to us making you know, poor decisions. And I think this is part of the core problem of today's topic, as we discuss how we make judgments as it relates to the markets, right? And this topic in particularly is important right now, since we're in a volatile market. I think people also make rash decisions in very positive markets, right? They take their safe money and put it in aggressive money, or you know, when things are going well, and when things are going poorly, you know, they're more likely to exit out of their initial plan, sell things at a loss, only to go back into the market and buy back in at a time when things are positive again. You know, I've seen so many different things on social media. Social media is just social media has just added to this amount of noise. You know, like I'm hearing like you know, coaches, people that are in the business of like motivation, and people are in the business of helping other people with their business. I've seen so many people like talking about, oh, I recommend this, or I recommend this new fad, or this new stock, or this particular investment. Like, wait a minute, man. I thought you were talking about, you know, motivation. I thought you were talking about giving people business advice. Like, what does this have to do with that? So it's like a lot of times folks develop a credibility for one thing, and then somewhere along the lines, they turn into like financial gurus, which only adds to additional noise in the marketplace. And a lot of times these people do not even know who you are. And that's the part that baffles me, right? To tell you, hey, you need to be doing this with your money, but they have no real idea of your financial situation. This is why in my particular show, I don't ever recommend specific investment products. I might give education about processes and systems, or I might even mention a product, but I never recommend it and say, man, you need to go buy this right now. Because the reality is that I don't know your situation. But at the same time, it's okay for these other financial pundits and talking heads to sit there and just give opinions nonstop. And a lot of times there's so much information, so much noise that it overclouds any type of good education. And this leads to us making compulsive decisions, decisions that we later regret, decisions that make us feel guilty or shameful about decisions that we made in the past about our money. Even make you feel guilty and shameful when you might have actually done something good, but because you did it out of impulse, then you're kind of second guessing yourself, and you know you're wondering, you know, like is this the right thing for me? Is this going to help me protect and grow my money, or did I make a rash decision that was way too quick? And this is an important concept. Now, I think on the opposite side of this, as we evaluate the possibility. You know, we have to make decisions under a serene state, a calm state. Okay. I want you to think about this, right? And we've all been guilty of this because we're all guilty of noise. We're not guilty of noise. We're victims of noise. I stand corrected. We're victims of noise because noise impacts everybody. And I made a podcast yesterday talking about how I had this revelation, how my job is actually to be to minimize the noise, to condense the noise, and then go back and give condensed information to my clients that is relevant to their specific situation. And when we make decisions that are in a serene and a calm state, this often leads to us feeling better about ourselves and helps us feel good about the decisions that we made. We're able to tell our spouses about it. We're able to tell our parents, our kids, look, this is the decision that we made and this is why. So it's super important, right, to have a calm, level head when we make decisions. Now, I know this seems common sense. I know it seems common sense, but it's not common practice. I promise you, it's not common practice. Like, these news channels would not exist. They would not exist. I should say they don't exist for the purposes of you making decisions under a calm state. They exist for the purposes of you making decisions in a compulsive fashion, okay? Out of instinct, out of fear, out of being triggered. And this is why I really don't watch mainstream financial news. I learned many years ago that, I just kind of had this revelation one day. I'm like, why is it that the phone calls that I'm on with the economists that are, you know, within my firm at the time, or the internal folks, the folks that are advising institutional and endowment funds, why is it that their tone is completely different oftentimes than what I see on TV? And I couldn't really figure it out at the beginning, but then I realized, I'm like, well, it's just two different objectives, two different sets of principles that are being deployed, one in the mainstream media of what is given to consumers, and one on the institutional side of what is given to insiders that are in the business of advising clients or helping clients or informing institutional players. And I had this aha moment that I'm like, man, you know, I'm like, I'm watching mainstream media, and the mainstream media, really what it's going to do for me, it's just going to impact my judgment, because it's either going to make me really ecstatic about the current situation, or it's going to make me extremely fearful. You understand that those are the two modes that the media operates in. So I would tell you, I want you to consider this principle, this investment principle. Whenever you're going to make a significant decision about your money, it's always a wise idea to just sleep on it. Especially if you're encountering this decision for the first time, or maybe you're dealing with someone for the first time, you're not 100% sure. You've been given the facts and you're being asked to make a decision. Well, my clients tell me that all the time, even prospects say, Joe, well, let me just think about it. And we're trained to get people to make a decision right away. And I've taken a lot of these training classes like, no, you got to get people to say yes right away. They got to say yes. And my experience has been that these don't make for very good long-term relationships. I think it sets a precedence of manipulation, I'm not saying that you shouldn't deliver with conviction something that you believe in that is truly going to help people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should deliver with conviction and highly encourage people to do things that are in their best interest. But I think if I put myself in the shoes of a consumer, which is the purpose of the Joe Soto Project, I would tell you, sleep on it. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're seriously looking for help, if you're seriously looking to invest, if you're seriously looking to get involved in the markets, and you're going to make a big decision, my recommendation would be to sleep on it. You'll feel better about yourself, and you won't have the guilt and shame that comes along with making like a super quick, fast decision that oftentimes, I speak specifically, when we have all this information coming at us sometimes, a lot of times we question, we ask ourselves like, oh, I should be doing this, or I shouldn't be doing that, or I should be questioning what I'm doing. And you got to understand that the media is controlled by a few players. So they control the narrative of whatever it is that they want to talk about in that moment, which impacts our judgments. So the way to combat this, and this is not going to solve all your problems, but I promise you it'll solve many. Okay, research shows, right, that if you just pause and you sleep on it, your decision improves dramatically. Now, you got to be careful that you don't enter into procrastination. But I think for the most part, people that want to make an informed decision are not hurt by sleeping on it. So I want to share with you what we can do in regards to this idea of, noise in the markets and how it impacts our decisions. And I think the first thing we need to do is we have to put a mirror on ourselves. This is what I do, right? I think you need to recognize, right, that all of the judgments that we make are not identical. Like you need to recognize this pattern. The judgments that we make are not identical. Two, your mood impacts your judgment. And I think that this factor right here is like the elephant in the room. Because when you look at the rhetoric and the noise and the theme and the narrative, then what I ask myself is, how is this impacting the investor mindset, their moods? Is this going to put them in a really good mood or in a really bad mood? And, fighting against the narrative of the industry it's impossible. But what you could do is you can prepare yourself and recognize that your mood is impacted by the narrative and that your judgments are impacted by your mood. And like I said on point number one, not all of your judgments are identical. Why are they not identical? Because it depends on your current state of mind in that moment. A lot of times people ask me, about new guys that want to get into the business, or professionals that are in other industries that want to get into the business. Say, Joe, where do I learn financial stuff and become good at financial stuff? And I'm like, man, 60% of this work is psychological. You'll learn the 40% through traditional training. But if you don't understand the investor mindset, if you don't understand, and I'm not just talking about the one-on-one face-to-face contact, I'm talking about you need to understand the investor mindset from the people you're in front of, but But you also, like for me, I have to understand the investor mindset as a whole. Okay. Because the mood impacts the market. The market impacts investors, which impacts the mood, which impacts their judgments. Does that make sense? And leads me to point number three, that we are not the same all the time. I am not the same all the time. And this is not part of my talking points here today, but I would tell you that one of the things that I've been doing now for probably 5 years or so is, I probably practice it 90% of the time on a daily basis, is to create a space for meditation. Man, it is days are so busy. There's so many things to do. And just when I even think about it now, right, 4 years practicing meditation, is like, I start questioning myself, should I take 15, 20 minutes to meditate? Well, I got so many things to do. I'm so busy, blah, blah. No, it's like 15, 20 minutes can make the difference between a rational decision and a compulsive decision, right? Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to preserve my state, my sanity, my serenity, so I can approach what's going on in a way that's impartial, in a way that where I'm not biased, or I'm not being, and my judgments are not impacted by what's currently going on in the market, or whatever individual is that I'm talking to that's trying to promote a particular product or service. So here's my takeaway for today, guys. I want to share something with you that I learned from one of my my spiritual guides. He always tells me, right, Joe, before you're going to react, respond, or make a decision, right? He says, you need to pause, breathe, and proceed. Pause, breathe, and proceed. It's okay to sleep on it, guys. If you're feeling not 100%, you know, I don't know if you ever feel 100%, but you know, because you got to be very well aware of procrastination, because procrastination is on the opposite side. That's the noise. Noise creates procrastination or compulsive behavior. This is why this topic is so important. Because if we don't really understand noise, if we don't really know how to tackle noise, we don't really know how to deploy it, we don't really know where it's coming from, what it does to us, what it does to our psyche, it could turn into two things, right? It can turn into a compulsive behavior, or it can turn into procrastination. So at the end of the day, you got to identify what it is that you're trying to do, okay? And before you do it, pause, breathe, and proceed. Why is that? You just want to make sure that your mood is not being impacted by whatever is in front of you in the moment. That's very important, and something that I deploy in my practice as much as possible, because I'm very well aware of it. So I'll leave you with this question today. Have you ever made a financial decision that you regretted later on? And how do you think these principles that we talked about here today, noise in the financial opinions in the markets, your mood, how do you think these things impact your judgments? How do you think your judgments, your mood, the opinions in the markets, the overall sentiment, the narrative, how do you think they impact your ability to make good financial decisions? All right, my friends, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Joe Soto here with the Joe Soto Project, The World Rebirth. I appreciate your time. Honor your commitment to continue to expand on your financial literacy and education. Until tomorrow, I'll see you on the next episode of the Joe Soto Project, The World Rebirth. Make it a great day.